Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I was just thanking Jason for what he does at the best alternative radio network in the world, Genesis Communications Network. And I just told him that I am thankful to be part of Genesis Communications Network. Although I'm not an owner, I don't have any shares of ownership, I don't receive any revenue, I feel that USA Prepares is a part of Genesis Communications Network from the content area. And all of us, and I'm speaking for all of the faculty of USA Prepares, that we're just delighted to be part of Genesis Communications Network, to have the microphone to the whole world through the radio network of Genesis Communications Network. Ted Anderson, George, thank you. Jason and all the engineers and staff, thank you very much. I really mean it. And, you know, class, GCN has never, in all the years we've been broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network, Genesis Communications Network has never mentioned, even hinted at, y'all ought to be changing what you're doing. Y'all ought to be saying something different. Never a hint of it. Never a hint. And the standards that we have at USA Prepares, I believe, are among the highest in the world of broadcasting, radio broadcasting. Our standards are such that we demand of ourselves and each other that we do the very best we can all the time. All the time. And there's no reason why we shouldn't demand that of ourselves and each other. And in that line of thinking, I was pondering this morning. And things come to me in the middle of the night, and they come to me just before the broadcast. And so I wrote this down in my notebook, of which I have a stack probably getting close to 6 feet tall. 5 to 6 feet tall, single subject, spiral bound notebooks. So over the years, I write on every page, and it's a lot of, I don't waste space on paper. So it's jam packed. And I propose that you consider a lens through which you view others. And that lens is a simple lens. Are people whom you encounter, maybe your friends, associates, loved ones, are they producers or are they consumers? And maybe a third possibility, are they trying to be a producer of something? Okay. So it doesn't have to be at the end of the day they've got a thing or a widget they can hold up and say, look what I made. But did they do something that benefits humanity as a whole, or in part? Have they done something? And I'm not talking about making appointments for each other. You know, sitting in a keyboard where one person's at a dentist's keyboard scheduling appointments and another's at a doctor's appointment, computer scheduling appointments, and another is at a house cleaning service scheduling appointments. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actual production. And I suggest you consider looking at people through that lens, and you might think differently of them. Rich Stevens with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vincent. It's funny you said the first thing you said about GCN and how important they are to not just American society but the free world. And I'm going to be mentioning several articles on information fraud, on how the Biden regime and the World Economic Forum, the powers that be, the CFR, the UN, basically they're using our money to fund international platforms and venues to censor and silence alternative media. And I'll be talking in some of my articles that I'm going to be discussing here very shortly. So people need to be aware. And this is why everybody needs to think for themselves. And as Vince and I always says, you have to read, you have to research, and you have to verify. Because almost everything that we hear today is a psyop. You got to remember, this is why, you know, Vince, when we talked about this privately, and go ahead and give you a reaction publicly. When I talk to you about, and you've heard me on the air say this a gazillion times, when I concentrate on how the powers that be distract us, whether it be bread and circus, dumb us down, whether it be government or public schools, whether it be the divide and conquer strategies, and how I connect the dots to the lower qualifications and standards and expectations and merit being, well, I've given millions of examples on that. How relevant were those headings to what's happening today in America?
The first thing that comes to my mind is sometimes I see these commercials on the Internet. And they are commercials that do not represent, I hope, people in general. These are people who are bebopping to the latest fad in headphones, earbuds, wireless earbuds. And they're just grinning like they won the lottery. And what they've accomplished is absolutely nothing. They're just happy as can be to be zoned out in a world where they are not producing anything. They are just consuming. So that's one of the reactions that I have. So are we being distracted? You bet. We're being distracted by all kinds of things. And every day the media shows us these distractions. We're being distracted when we try to connect to a video that we think is important that we need to watch in order to fix something. And it's commercial after commercial after commercial. We're being confused. Not we, but some people are being confused by the media over the size of the vehicles that they need. So, for example, some people think that they need to go shopping in an oversized pickup truck that you can't fit in a standard parking space. They feel that they need one of those. And it makes absolutely no sense. They're wasting the world's resources by driving one of these vehicles that they don't need. So, Rich, you live on a farm. I live on a farm. I've got a pickup truck, and this thing is old, and it's a standard-sized pickup truck. It's a 2004 Chevrolet with an 8-foot bed. Why? Because sometimes I pick up lumber, and sometimes I go into the fields, and I need, well, heck, I need a pickup truck pretty much all the time. And I need that 8-foot bed because that's the size that holds the things that I put in it as a farmer, as a producer. So I look at what people are being conned into thinking that they need through marketing, media, like sneakers. Who in their right mind would buy a $200 pair of sneakers? Who would do that? Who would buy a shirt that's going to be out of style in, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes? Who would buy these idiotic things? And you look at Philips. Philips was an electronics giant, probably the number two semiconductor producer in the world in their heyday. What happened to Philips? They used to make light bulbs. They don't do that anymore. They used to make electronics. They don't do that anymore. They are now a health care company. How about these buildings like Owen Magnetic that used to be manufacturing cars in New York City on 42nd Street? Now it's a self-storage building. How about these businesses that used to be supermarkets that are now vacant because they've been destroyed by Jeff Bezos and company. I guess what I'm saying is we have been distracted to the point where we haven't been paying attention to the demolition of the United States of America. We've been convinced that all you have to do is buy it. It's out there. Just, you know, and then if you get a hole in your sock, everybody knows what to do with a hole in your sock. You throw it away, right? No, we didn't used to do that. We used to, it's called darning socks. And maybe it's because they say, the ladies who did it, they say those darn socks. And then it became darning socks. Because they had to sew the toes back up. And that's what they did. We don't do that anymore. We are consumers. We've been hoodwinked. We've been conned. And our government has done almost every single bit that has been involved in the demolition of the United States of America. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, folks, what the bottom, the lower denominator is the fact that hardly anybody's doing their job. And I don't mean small and medium-sized business because we're proponents of the bottom 93% of income earners, as you know. But, and I don't mean, you know, getting, inheriting a small business or your parents dying and you're getting their house or something. I'm talking about the big boys, you know, the big corporations, government. Basically, their qualifications and standards and overall merit for a job is basically high, it's gone. They're basically being hired by PSYOP. So what I'm going to do today is mention a lot of information on why we all need to get engaged, okay, publicly. Whether you don't have to do what I've done, where you write a book or you're on national radio for 12 years, you can do your own reading and research and have uncomfortable conversations at every venue. You can join school boards. You can there's so many things that we can do, and it can all be different, but we all have to do something. And if we don't all show courage and do something, it's all gone. But the stupid lies, the lowering of bars of standards and qualifications for not doing your job, the health care, again, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine, the collapsing economy by design, all this has been proven. It's all obvious, and it's very obvious on how they want to use the PSYOPs against us. Like you've heard us say, Stockholm Syndrome, cognitive dissonance, pride, ego, saving face. A lot of people can't admit that they were wrong. I mean, I've had people, because I'm on radio, they've come up to me and say, Rich, you know, I told my parents to take the jab. I told my kids to take the jab. And they have a kind of a form of cognitive dissonance where they can't even hardly look these people in the face anymore because they know that they were so wrong. Well, we have to change this attitude. We have to come to the conclusion that we've been played, we've been conned, we've been duped, we've been used. It's just like a lot of the studies that I've shared with you over the years, like the MIT study, and some of the conclusions were that people believe the official narrative when they are less informed. And this is why we need to not have a follower ideology and not be intellectually lazy and not come up with excuse behaviors to justify and rationalize hate towards certain groups. Because the tyrannical propaganda pushers use these terms like misinformation, disinformation, to pressure companies, to pressure the public to obey. So you will be submissive, be in the submissive conformity category. And if we allow this to happen, it'll be an aristocracy serfdom relationship, and there's not going to be any in between.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans premier nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, you know, you're talking about people following. Well, here's some thoughts. In 1976, about 32% of people who bought things had a problem with them. You know, one problem with a product in 1976. In 2017, it was 56% of people had problems with products. In 2020, it was 66%. Today, it's 74% of people have problems or a problem with products that they bought or services that they've purchased. We've talked about everything being broken. That's just a perfect example of everything being broken. And people, according to the media, are seeking revenge. They are seeking revenge against the problems that they're having, like airlines canceling flights, buying defective products, and the seller saying, well, tough, too bad, we're not going to do anything about it. People have just had it, and it looks like a revolution against the manufacturers and sellers of defective products and services is underway in a big way, and at least 74% of the people that have been surveyed have had it. Back to you.
Thank you, Vince. I'm going to discuss some of that this morning as well. Folks, I got a lot of information, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with my variety package, and then I'm going to go into, again, healthcare, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. And I want to show our are getting real pissed off, and they want to do something about it, whether it be Big Pharma, whether it be about, a screwdriver or a wrench you buy at a hardware store because our products and services are now suboptimal. This is all by design. When you lower the bars of standards and qualifications for a job, you're offering plausible deniability to the America Last elites. Now, they target people based on victim group status or protectionist group status, but it's basically what they want to do is it's part of the divide and conquer strategy. Put people in a job who didn't earn it. When you don't earn something, you don't present any value, and you give that plausible deniability or free lunch to the elite. It's part of the delegitimizing work connection of dots that I've talked about many times. So they make certain people take a job because they feel entitled to play the victim group status, and then the bars of standards and qualifications go down. So basically, it's designed to embarrass people, so their first instinct is to be defensive and usually go to be funneled into an excitement mode, so they lose the ability to think critical thinking. Now, a lot of people says, well, I'm not into politics. Well, politics are into you. In almost every category that you can think of, food, jobs, savings, retirement, purchasing land, business, everything has been politicized. Hunting and fishing, believe it or not, has been politicized. So when you have a situation when the elite wants to collapse a country, whether it be economically, it doesn't matter. When no one's doing their job, economics and prosperity go nowhere but downhill. And that's how the elites manage and control the people. This is design collapse, people. So we have to be aware of, like Vince was saying, which we call forced obsolescence, on how this is a chain reaction, and we have to make people believe what they research and think for themselves. When we stop thinking for ourselves, because the powers that be makes us react in an emotional way, then it's all over. Then there's no hope. Basically, we're catering to the World Economic Forum at that point. Okay, so I'm going to go to my articles. As you know, folks, for you new listeners, I give bullet points of articles and interviews published in the public domain. And because of time, I usually start out slow with a lot of detail, and then I go into shortcuts because of lack of time. This first article is the United Kingdom's Office of National Statistics, ONS.
Well, I thought we're going into a break.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back on the other side, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. China's foreign minister has warned of a clash with the United States unless Washington stops its attempts to contain Beijing. Quote, if the U.S. doesn't hit the brakes and continues to barrel down the wrong track, no amount of guardrails can prevent the carnage and derailing and crashing, and there will be surely a conflict and confrontation. End quote. The foreign minister's remarks were made at a press conference during the annual Chinese legislature. The feds will be on Capitol Hill today.
The man who has been tasked with bringing down inflation is going to be in the hot seat today. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is going to face questions on Capitol Hill about whether the continued rise in interest rates is working to bring inflation down. Recent data shows a mixed bag of results, and with more hikes, it's going to be costlier for us to buy a home, a car, and most credit card balances will increase. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God,
you're
take my when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's what Rich is talking about. Is absolutely positively true. Forced obsolescence. Prior to 1924, about 100 years ago, the average lifespan of an incandescent light bulb was 2,500 hours. 2,500. But in 1924, a global organization known as the Phoebus Cartel, P-H-O-E-B-U-S, Cartel, hatched a secret plan to increase the sales of light bulbs by bringing down the light bulb's lifespan to 1,000 hours. Who was involved in this? Well, General Electric, Tungsram, Osram, and Philips, the big giants in the electric light bulb manufacturing world. So if you think, and just look it up. Look it up yourself. Look up, I'll spell it for you, P H-O-E-B-U-S, space, cartel. Look that up, and you'll see what we're saying is absolutely true. Don't believe a word we say. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what Rich says. Don't believe what any of your instructors at USA Prepares has to say. Do your own research and make up your own mind. Rich, back to you.
All right, Vince, thank you. All right, folks, here we go. I'm going to start shortcutting already because of time. This first article is the United Kingdom's Office of National Statistics, which is known as ONS, has confirmed that fully vaccinated population accounted for 92% of the Wuhan coronavirus deaths in 2022. So, people, you know, I listened to Dr. Peter McCullough when he talks about apathy. We've talked a lot about ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But when people see the families and so much death, so much debilitation, disability, and people, because of pride and ego and saving face, they're afraid to admit that they were wrong. When the powers that be see that we can be dumbed down and that they can kill us with no accountability, and we don't fight, and we're giving up, that's when they continue to do it. And this is why we need to fight. We need to understand. We need to read and research and verify. And anything that comes from a government office, like what I just mentioned to you, or a government affiliation, or an office that's been bought and paid for, like an NGO, guarantee any of those government related numbers are cover-ups for the real statistics. Okay. Great article, great interview here on StuPeters.com with Karen Kingston. And basically this interview, I'm just going to give a few bullet points, talks about how the pandemic was planned. I think everybody who listens to all the alternative media knows this, and how Big Pharma was running out of money and profit, and they needed investment opportunities. The title of this interview is titled Plandemic Depopulation Plan Exposed, Big Pharma Creates Bioweapon to Profit Off of Disease. Now, we've given many, many articles where this vaccine has destroyed people's immune systems, giving them cancer, everything across the board, and how drugs have just curiously, mysteriously come to fruition to help with some of these so-called diseases and calamities that they occurred. It's beyond collusion. It's eugenics. It's genocide. It's illegal no matter which angle you look at this, folks. And they talk about remdesivir here and how Karen Kingston proves it's all pre-planned and it's all about the money. It's not just about depopulation. It's about making you broke during the interim before you die. Next, speaking of, this is very alarming. This is an article from Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Everybody needs to visit this website at least once a day. And it's very alarming. Merck, big pharmaceutical company, one of the ones I work for, are buying companies producing ivermectin in India and shutting down production. This is beyond collusion again. This is illegal. They're literally buying out companies in India and taking them out of circulation. This is very disturbing, people. This is collusion big time. So you need to, basically it's because they're cutting into profits because people are awake to ivermectin, to supplements like hydroxychloroquine, like NATO kinase, EDTA, zinc, quercetin, NAC, vitamin D3, all the things that we talk about. And we don't talk about it because we're physicians. I always use information from physicians, researchers, and scientists when I talk about this stuff. This is why I give published interviews and articles in the public domain, and I do my best to authenticate for credibility. Staying in the profession formerly known as practicing medicine, I'm going to mention a lot of disturbing things today, folks, so I want you to listen. This is evidence. We give facts, evidence, proof, which connects to truth. This is a very interesting article. It says the man on your left is Christian Anderson. He's a British scientist who emailed Fauci on January 31st, 2020, saying the virus looks man-made. Well, the way they presented this was ingenious, because the man on your right is also Christian Anderson, the same photo. And the guy who Fauci called on February 1st, just a couple days after, or a day after, and ordered him publicly to say it wasn't lab-made, which he did. Now, why do you think he did that, folks? Remember how we always talk about bribery, blackmail, and threats? Guaranteed 99.9% of the time it's going to be one of those, right? Well, Anthony Fauci gave him $1.88 million grant. And then, on top of that, gave him $16.5 million funding. So, yes, it is called bribery. It is called hush money. It's called highly illegal. Whether it be this guy right here, Christian Anderson, who calls himself a doctor, or Dr. Anthony Fauci. Look, you forget about calling people doctor. Credentials don't mean anything, folks. Nothing means anything anymore. You've got to find out if they're willing to sell out your country and humanity for their own personal benefit. All these people care about is money and manufacturing their perception of self-importance. See, we are living the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. And this is why we're not seeing justice. Because the wealthy elite are taking down the masses of people while planning hoaxes, fake crimes, big tech takeover, you know, paying people off to hide the truth. It's destruction, it's death, it's treason, and it's sedition in front of our eyes, folks. And we're letting this transhuman state control basically cancel everyone when the alternative media, which is us, is fighting for everyone. We got to look at the conflict of interest. We got to look at the bonuses. We got to look at the incentives. We got to look at why something was diagnosed, why there's a death certificate there. We have to do the reading and research. And this is when, see, again, it goes back to the common denominator. Hardly anybody's doing their job. And again, I don't mean the trades. I don't mean the little guy. Because the powers that be want to get rid of the little guy. That's part of the agenda. So everybody goes to the big guy. So they're controlled with this Green New Deal and Great Reset. And they're going to even stop purchasing us to purchase if we come in with the CBDCs. That's the business model for the elite. And we should stop calling them elite. We should start calling them double standard hypocrites. These are the same people who's on Epstein's client list. These are the same people who are pushing getting jobs based on what group you're in. It's a planned destruction of productivity to collapse the economy. And then just like Ohio, are the bigs going to come in and buy up all that farmland for pennies on the dollar? As it usually happens. This is why we have to think in a decentralized motive, plan of action. We have to start thinking outside the box. We have to look, are these candidates tied to the World Economic Forum, to the CFR, to the UN? We have to not just listen to what somebody says, but also see if we can judge them by what's the most important thing today, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage. In other words, do they have the ability and the willingness to be hated for telling the truth? Or are they even so bad that they're willing to tell us anything for their own personal gain? And if we don't make this distinction, folks, we're going to be inundated by robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy, where nothing's going to be real. We'll be motivated by like stuff like what you've heard us talk about, like CGI, computer-generated imagery. Basically, they can create a person, a fake leader, through this AI, have a voice, have a video, and they can literally run the whole show with fakery and lies and not ever need proof. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents. Here's an article about Fauci. He's the highest paid, he was the highest paid government employee, and now they estimate his pension at $375,000 a year. Oh, and by the way, his wife, you're not going to believe this, she was the head of the ethics and moral studies. So basically, he increased his net worth up to $12.6 million from like $7 million and change. So he increased his net worth by 65%. You're paying for it, folks. You're paying for the death and the carnage. And I'm going to talk about more numbers in a couple minutes here. And here's another article about Fauci. Basically, he got caught, reportedly commissioned and approved a paper steering the narrative on the origins of coronavirus. Remember now that everybody's admitting it came from a lab in Wuhan, remember? And I'm going to talk about that depending on how much time I have. Ultimately attempting to discredit the lab leak theory. Okay? And he got caught. If you or I did any of this stuff, folks, we'd be in the who's gal for life. For life. And this guy's running around free, still doing speaker programs for $100,000 a pop. Because I've given the article. And you're paying for it. That's called payoff, folks. That's what that is. Just like art. Just like a book deal. It's payoffs. And speaking of not doing your job, this is also very disturbing. Congress gave the EPA 27 years to study how pesticides disrupt human hormones, and the agency has yet to comply. I'll give a few more specifics when we get back. We appreciate you being here, folks.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Which I believe I heard you say something about the elites. Maybe they should be called double standard hypocrites. Would that be the same thing as calling them traitors?
Yeah, traitors, sellouts, they're all in the same category. They're all synonymous, absolutely.
Okay, Klaus, I just wanted to make sure that y'all thought about these people who the media has been referring to as elite as traitors. Back to you.
Yeah, that's why I went through a few weeks ago all the different names. I went through like 30 or 40 different names, and I explained why I typically call them the powers that be. Okay? So, folks, right before the break, we were talking about how the EPA study didn't, they were ordered by Congress to study these hormones and basically these endocrine-disrupting chemicals block, mimic, and interfere with the proper functioning of hormones. And Congress wanted the EPA to just to assess all of them in an interest of public safety. To this day, the EPA has not done it. They've stonewalled the whole mandate. And here's the most important part of the sentence. While colluding with big industry to cover up the truth. That's what fascism is. And they call us fascists. Okay, moving on here, folks. Cardiac testing at a Washington event found 53% myocarditis rates. So a bunch of people, hundreds of them from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho got together and they studied them. 53%. Can you imagine not knowing that you're walking around with myocarditis because of the vax? And when I say vax, it's in air quotes, folks. We all know it's a bioweapon. Next. Moms who give birth in their early 20s are at higher risk of heart attack and stroke, says a study. Folks, we've given so much information about all the BS because they're trying to cover up and give plausible deniability to themselves in cases in Nuremberg 2, which there should have been 2 years ago. So what they're trying to do is saying, oh, this causes heart attacks, this causes strokes, this causes blood clots, this causes... That's what they do. And here's a very important tweet from Edward Dowd. We all know he's an American patriot, and he's not just fighting for America. He's just doing what the rest of us do in alternative media. We're fighting for everybody. And he talks about, he tweeted excess death numbers from group life claims. Long story short, ages 0 to 44 in October was 13%. In November, in 1 month, it went up to 21%. I'm talking about X It went up to 43%. And in the 45 to 64-year-olds, October was 4%, November was 16%, four times more, and December was 35%. And we're being told that January and February are going to be much higher than December. I know we can talk about each one of these articles or interviews for an hour each. I don't have the time. My job is to wake up as many people as possible. I know it's working because when you look at the uptake of people who took the first couple of vaccines compared to today, it's almost non-existent. So people are waking up because of the alternative media. And I want to thank everybody, not just in America, but around the world, who's doing their job for humanity. Speaking of very disturbing information, I'm going to try and paraphrase it to give a few bullet points quickly because of time. But the British Telegraph obtained thousands of text messages from former Health Secretary Matt Hancock. And basically how they colluded to, quote, frighten the pants off of everybody and asking, when are we going to deploy the new variant? This is, now he's no longer in office. Apparently he was blinking somebody in the office and got caught and resigned. But he's no longer there. But this guy, this former health secretary, Matt Hancock, was literally having a conversation and via either text or email or something. But I'm looking at some of the things that he's saying. We frightened the pants off of everyone with the new strain, Hancock wrote. And Poole replied, yep, we got, that's what will get proper behavior change. See, that's how they motivate you folks, is fear. And Hancock replied again, when do we deploy the new variant? Everything is planned. Everything is a psyop. I don't use the word psyop enough, and I use it probably half a dozen times or a dozen times for every broadcast. And here's another very disturbing article about a new cottage industry coming out of the U.S. government regarding disinformation labs. So basically, they're going to combat propaganda, and they're putting out the propaganda and fraudulent information, and they're saying we are doing it. This is very disturbing. We have to be aware of this. It's called GEC, okay, which is Global Engagement Center, and it's the State Department doing it with your tax dollars. We have to be aware of all this. Again, we could talk about this for hours. We'll be right back, folks, after this break. We appreciate you being here. More information that's going to blow your mind when we get back on the other side for hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.